Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. And joining me today is Adam McDonald, Public Relations and Marketing Coordinator for the Center for Children and Families. Welcome, Adam.
Well, thanks for having me.
Glad you're with me today. And you guys do a lot of good stuff. We're going to get to what you do in just a moment. But a big event coming up that is a fundraiser for your organization, the Children's Advocacy Center. And it is the Black and White Ball.
That's right. The Black and White Ball is our annual signature fundraiser. It's coming up in just a few weeks on Saturday, September 16th, from 7 to midnight. It's one of the biggest parties of the year that we have. It's a really fun time, great live music, great food, just a really great atmosphere, and it benefits a great cause as well.
Okay, let's talk about the about that. September 16th, 7 p.m., it's at the Bayou Desired Country Club. That already sounds good. Now let's make it better. You got Rockin' Doopsie coming to
yes,
play.
Yes, Rockin' Doopsie, great band from New Orleans. If you never heard them, you're missing out. They played for us last year. It was a great time. Just a high energy, lots of fun, lots of great dancing.
So food, drink, fun, all that good stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. And one other new added element this year that we've never done before, it's a Casino Royale theme. So we partnered with an organization out of Texas who brings in Las Vegas-style gaming tables. So when you come into the event, you'll get a some fake money to play with, and you can gamble. We've got craps, we've got blackjack, roulette, and all that. When you can win money, and then you can bid on great prizes at the end of the night. And, of course, you can buy back in if you want to keep playing as well.
Okay, let me ask the dumb question. I know the answer. Why is it called the Black and White Ball?
The Black and White Ball, it's just something that we've been doing for 12 years now, and we encourage the patrons that come to wear black and white. It's kind of a semi-formal event, not necessarily black tie, but definitely dress up, put on your best duds and come out and have fun. So we encourage, the black or white suits or dresses.
So if you show up in a red dress or something.
You may stand out. We won't turn you away, but you will stand out.
Okay. Black and White Ball, and it helps a group. Let's talk about the Center for Children and Families. What do you guys do?
Sure, yeah. The Center for Children and Families is a nonprofit agency. We're headquartered here in Monroe. We have three different distinct branches, one of which you may have heard of is called CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates. They speak up for abused and neglected children in the foster care system. And so they train volunteers to be an advocate in court for abused and neglected children. We also have our Therapeutic Services Division, which offers in-home family therapy for youth who are struggling with different behavioral issues. These can be youth who are acting out in school all the way up to youth who may have been in trouble with the law. And the goal of each of our therapeutic services programs is to strengthen the family unit and to work through those behavioral issues and ensure that child does not have to be removed from the home. And then our other program, which is the one that the Black and White is benefiting, is our Children's Advocacy Center. The Children's Advocacy Center is they serve a very specific need, but it's something that a lot of people don't like to think about or talk about. But we work with, at the Children's Advocacy Center, we work with children who have been sexually abused or have witnessed a violent crime. In the past, before the CAC existed, a child who had been through a traumatic event like that may have to share their story with a police officer, and then a social worker, and then a judge in the courtroom, and so on and so forth, each time reliving that trauma that they've lived through. What the CAC does is we have very skilled and trained forensic interviewers who interview these children after they've been identified by law enforcement and referred to our agency. They interview these children to get the clear facts of what happened. It's audio and video recorded so that can be used in court proceedings. That child can tell their story once and get all the facts out there and then begin the road to healing. We also have counseling services available for those children once they've told their story. Those interviews are witnessed by law enforcement and can be used in court proceedings to prosecute the violators. And so it's a really needed service here to ensure that children don't have to continue reliving trauma and that they can continue on that path to healing.
Let me ask, and you may know a number here, if you took all three of your organizations and you lumped them together, how many youth in North Louisiana do you guys help over the course
of
the year?
Over the course of the year, I would say we're serving between 1,200 and 1,500 individual youth impacted across our different agencies in Northeast Louisiana. We've also expanded as an agency. Our Therapeutic Services Division is now across the state. We're in Shreveport. We're in the Lafayette region as well. So we're servicing a large portion of the state.
All right. So it sounds like you guys are doing a lot of good. And unfortunately, you know, that's some good coming out of a bad situation.
Yes, yes, absolutely. You know, that's our heart, to work with children in our community who need our help and to bring them hope. And that's something that we always, we like to call ourselves brokers of hope. And hopefully we can make that difference in a child's life.
All right, so let's go back to this black and white ball. Saturday, September the 16th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it is at the Country Club.
The Bayou Desert Country Club, yes. It's a great venue for the event, right on the water, very beautiful setup. Rock and Doopsie is going to be there. Tickets are $100 per person. And so what that gets you is great food by the club, lots of great cuisine on the menu that night, and then also free beer and wine is included with that ticket price. We also have some raffle items that are available. We've got some great things like a Louis Vuitton handbag, a trip to Las Vegas, some diamond earrings, and all those raffle tickets can be bought ahead of time. You can visit our website. It's standforhope.org, and on there you can find the link to purchase the raffle tickets ahead of time, also at the event as well. So and all of that money goes to benefit the CAC.
So this is Adam McDonald, Public Relations and Marketing Coordinator at the Center for Children and Families. The black and white ball will benefit the Children's Advocacy Center. And if folks out there want to find out a little more about this today, there's a number they can call to buy tickets. There's also a website. What are those?
Yeah, sure. The phone number is 398-0945, and you can call. We can get your ticket order over the phone, or you can visit our website, standforhope.org. And on our website, there's a lot of great information about all of our different programs and what we do and ways to get involved beyond the black and white as well.
Standforhope.org. You can also find out more on our website at kedm.org. It's the Casino Royale version of the black and white ball coming up Saturday, September 16th, 7 p.m. to midnight. Adam McDonald, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You can find out more on our website, kedm.org. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Corey Crow. Just a reminder, you can get complete storm coverage on our website today. It's simple. It's KEDM.org. Also, we're available in your pocket on Facebook and Twitter. All of our news updates and storm updates are happening there. The latest on sandbag locations, where you can pick those up today, as well as weather and information to keep you safe during what's left here of Tropical Storm Harvey. This is 90.3 KEDM and KEDM2 Monroe, a public radio service of the University of Louisiana Monroe.